Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Gilroy. Gilroy. Molotov cocktail, I brought a match. Let's play Griffith. Sweet about that,
yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood,
no.
But downtown Cleveland,
Cleveland's
really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial, see the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse bound to come
through.
We'll make like our brothers in Cairo.
Yeah.
It's Cashmere
Jackson
through the front door. Hail Mary Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, they're pastor angels.
The
big cops praise at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Months after, they killed Senator Melissa. I got your ear. You better listen.
Listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW. Reload. Drop these out there at the food. Hot shot. 137 times. Blink his disc. 137 rhymes. Tim. Melissa.
Listen.
Nisha.
Samir.
That bull's gon' end this year.
We will.
You get the look by. You get the ride by. Down dirty music.
We call it homicide. The government go inside. All the time going south. Got you stuck in the gap. And you trying to get out. My liberty was looking at my destiny. Was to try. And nobody know what's going on. Cause everybody's high. So it's not so perfect. See it as a perfect time. For you short and high. Look how the game designed. But it ain't a mystery. I'm not a day. Tell who's surprised. It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics that cut that cap rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts than more casting gowns. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat.
Hey,
so you went to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life intervention break the play style. And I know we about to break the space style. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government officials do anything to get their name out. It's no doubt. Legacy, my blackout sound. The sheriff, they can't stop.
Yeah.
Thank everybody who has called in so far, because I will be taking my phone calls. I'm looking at a couple right now, 216-337, 216-215. And my part, the thing I have to do is make sure everybody knows what they're getting into before they get into it. So I want to welcome everybody to Al Porter Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 40. You just got through hearing Music to Riot By. From Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds, and that man, that man in the streets, an abbreviation or acronym for music, activism, news. Number here, not for those who called in, but for those who are listening online at Blog Talk Radio and wondering, yes, you can dial that 646-478-0944 phone number, and you can get your comments and points across. I have to give these three quick disclaimers for those on the phone line. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, top, desktop, iPhone, pencil, paper, like I said, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944, and I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. You're important, and that's all I'm going to say on that. And I'm also looking at the new phone number that just popped up on the line. And I want to say I'll be getting the 216-212 in just a moment as well. My thing is welcoming you all aboard. Before I get into anything, I will give you a top 10. I'll start out with a top 10, you know, like Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. And then I have to do that before I go to the phone lines because I never get a chance to really do that. Number 10, King Swisher. The Revolution Will Be Heard and Televised. That is series number two, combination of conscious artists. Number 9, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later on. Number 8, Black Man's Army theme and music video. Wow, 11,500 people have heard it from the bus, different festivals, all throughout the streets, communities. And the video is definitely on YouTube. Number 7, debuting, Danny Gold. Number 6, moving up, HJS Music. Number 5, moving up, The Zog with Connect. Number 4, moving up, Native with Creepin'. Number 3 is a re-debut, OPN. But this event is definitely a debut for OPN ENT's Young Vito, who kept his title after a special rap battle last Saturday against JA+. Number 2, big jump, Rob Cartel, No More. He released that single on SoundCloud and is doing very well. And number 1, debut, wow, talk about power, Inner City Republican debut event. More on that later on. While I'm on the phone line, I want to say thank you once again to those who tune in. And I want to let you know you can use the 646-478-0944 phone number. Wow, on Thursdays, the Empire Hood Talk Edition, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where Emacs and the Mindset deal with international politics from a local level. And you can also use the 646-478-0944 phone number on a Friday and Saturday. Hood Tunes Radio, 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, Cleveland Standard Time, where Emacs deals with music business 101. Now, see? Got those few things out of the way, and I can go to 216-337. You're on live. How are you doing out there?
Is that me?
Hey, I hope it is.
Okay, sir. The injustice is so great in Cuyahoga County, they are just tempting me to grace the insides of their jails. It's like, I just want to, I can't believe what has been done with the case of Tamir Rice by these pro-cop investigators that come in and McGinty invited them in to say it was justified. Oh, my gosh. We need to speak out, my brother, and I need to do that. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, we will do that. How's that? We've been many places
Let's
before. All right, then. What else is on your mind, my brother?
Well, I just that's it for tonight. I'm
all right.
I'm getting ready
if
to drive
continue,
here. And, I'm not listening. Yep.
Okay. Then if you listen in, then I think you'll like what we're getting ready to get into because you started this conversation. All right.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. You know, one thing I can say is before I get to the 216-215, followed by 216-212, whoever else is brave enough to call, If I do say something and you decide, wait a minute, I want to get back into a conversation, you can either hit the one key if you haven't done that, or you can always hang up and call back. So that way we can keep things going, because I definitely want to hear from you. I wasn't going to go into this early, but before I go to the next phone caller, I just want to say Cuyahoga County's top prosecutor, persecutor, Tim McGinty, on Saturday night, released findings from two independent sources that said the police were within reasonable use of deadly force when it came to, the 12-year-old's death, meaning Tamir Rice. Now, the independent sources sounded like union leader of the police. It was kind of like, the union leader for Cleveland Police, I believe that's Steve Loomis. Yes, it is. And Steve Loomis said it was tragic about the 12-year-old, but within the perimeters of the Constitution. Now, that's what the other two added on to it. They said Timothy Lohman, who fired the shot, and Frank Garback, who drove up on the scene, were within reason. Within reason. Okay. Within reason. Within reason that after 0.07 seconds, you can't give three warnings. Just try to give three warnings in 0.07 seconds. It's kind of like, that's all you're going to get. It's like, that's it. That's 0.07 seconds. Count it up off the video. But you can't give three warnings. And police shouldn't shoot anybody, because for people who don't know, check the charter. Ohio is an open carry state. But the retired FBI agent, Kimberly Crawford, and Denver area prosecutor, S. Lamar Sims, concluded that it's reasonable for Timothy Lohman to conclude Tamir Rice was reaching for his belt, and that he reached for his gun. Now, here's what's unreasonable. Each expert admitted they didn't look at the two cops violating state laws. They didn't look at tactical mistakes being made. They didn't even look at or check a broke department policy. They admitted they weren't looking at that. It's unreasonable to call these guys experts because they didn't check everything. These fools just checked to see if Lohman was shooting Tamir and if it was within the Constitution. This is unreasonable because our prosecutor took 11 months and still no grand jury, although a judge said the videotape showed a reason to arrest these cops for murder. Now, that was definitely done. I try not to speak off the heart. I try to just speak on facts. Now, yesterday, I want to thank Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Revolutionary Books, Alicia Kirkman, Puncture the Silence, Reverend Jerome McCurry. Definitely, he spoke from the Stop Mass Incarceration Network, and they spoke at the Correll Wreck, site of Tamir's murder. And they said it appears the prosecutors made his mind up before even going to grand jury. Pastor Vernon of the Word Church said most police are good, but in this case, the police are wrong and need to admit it. Now, that's something when you get him saying something. Wow. And because of how long it took, the Rice family attorney, Chandra, he said this is a whitewash and a charade to avoid accountability to Cleveland residents. It's unreasonable if we vote McGinty in again. I'm going to go to 216 because I've been on my soapbox too long. And 216-215, I want to thank you for putting up with me being on the soapbox. I do want to get up here and say real quick that Mondays, 2 a.m., there is a show called The Butters, Cleveland Standard Time. That means Monday morning at 2 a.m. earlier today. It's on 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. Reason I point out different shows is so that we can begin to get a good network going. And that 216-215, that 216-215, how are you doing this evening?
I'm okay. How are you, Al?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, I was wanting to comment on Tamir Rice. I'm just a little disappointed about the verdict, and he's so young, to lose his life the way it happened, and it just that how you really got to be careful. You know, the young men got to be careful on the streets nowadays. because of that tragedy that happened. I mean, your life do matter, and it's just like he didn't exist. Like all these, this took place the way it did. It is very heartbreaking, you know, by him being young the way he is. He lost his life, and I just know God is going to move in that situation. I really want. Is there a possibility they could have like prayer vision, you know, have prayer about that on the streets of where it happened at every so often or every year or something to bring in remembrance of him?
You know something? I think you're speaking that into existence. You know, when you put it out there, I know that I'll be involved in my very first prayer vigil that I suggested next week, which I'll get into later on the show. But when you start speaking things like that into existence, that's very powerful, and I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, wow. I want to thank you for updating the information because it's so valuable to have your program on. It's a real good thing. It's very enlightening.
And I thank you again. And if you continue to listen in, we are going to do our best to have some more information on different topics today.
Okay.
Like I said, thank you. Just hold a line. I think you'll find your light. Definitely one of the tracks we're about to get into because before I get to it, I'll probably go to the 216212, which I'm sure of. But since you are on the line and you spoke about it, talk about speaking things into existence, I need to let people know of a couple of other programs that deal with some things on a powerful side of, I'll say, the universe. I will start off and say you can Facebook or Blog Talk, D-Gambit Radio, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Bored and Restless Miss Contagious, because there's always some sort of information on those programs, and you can definitely mention that you heard it right here from Al Porter, Man in the Streets. You can also hit up my big brother in all of this, a guy by the name of Art McCoy Radio Show, which is on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And before I do anything else, since I mentioned it, this is my point of information before I go to the phone caller. I promise you this won't take long. I just want to let people know that you can come on out with us this Saturday. Man in the Streets and many others will be out at a special Black on Black Crime Incorporated hip-hop workshop this Saturday, October 17th, which is being held at 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You enter from Euclid to Chester Avenue to large classroom number 136. Hey, rap, dance, sing, musician. You can be mean, but keep it clean. And what makes this workshop that special is because we happen to have Jay Jiggs, who will be in the house. She won this year's Ohio Hip Hop Awards for Best Female Lyricist. And her manager, Brooke Knight, they will both deal with business. Trap Boy Mannequin, who was nominated for an Ohio Hip Hop Award this year, will be speaking on longevity. And the first five people in, courtesy of the Browns and the artist C-Love, will receive the Joe Hayden single. And I might as well have some blues rock CDs from Ronnie Drew as well to give out. I'll do that one myself. And then next Tuesday, 10 a.m., that is the first Black Man's Army Prayer Walk, which will happen at 2121 Euclid Avenue. That's 2121 Euclid Avenue Student Center, Cleveland State University. What we're praying about is that Cleveland State University will continue to make good, solid decisions because they have had a whole lot of multicultural and black programs. Being open and inviting, such as Black Lives Matter movement, such as the hip-hop workshop, such as the 10-10-15 meetings, just as else. So really, certain elements always try to shut things down, but we will be there next Tuesday, October the 20th, 10 a.m., Student Center Lobby is a meetup place. So with that being said, I like that number. 216-212. You've had to put up with my mouth for a little while. 216-212. How are you doing out there?
How you doing now?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. But I was, you know, I'm upset. I'm very upset about that the Mayor Wright case. You know, that decision that was made. But I can't be mad at it. Because it is what it is. But Because instead of being upset with it, you know, we just need to do something about that for the future, in cases like this. Now, lady before, you know, she was mentioned about prayer, and the way, or walk of prayer or anything that could be done about that. I agree with her because of the power in prayer.
Mm.
Just yesterday, my church had a revival and prayer walk for all this violence that's going on Kinsman.
Right, that was like I saw Pastor Jimmy Gates from Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church and quite a few others. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. That's my church, it was pretty, real successful, And I talked to the pastor, today, and he's very tired. He's very tired because, he's been trying to, do this kind of project for about a year. And it took a while to get the other pastors in the neighborhood to get together and get the meeting. But it finally got done, and it's very successful. It looks like, I'm in rehab right now, at the hospital. But I'm looking on, they told me to look at on TV and on Channel 3, and I was looking at it.
Yes, sir.
It seemed like it was like 2,000 people out there. I was so, it brought tears to my eyes now.
I believe that, sir. When it came to Pastor Jimmy, I will say, Pastor Gates, if anybody realizes the streets and everything like that, it would be him because he's had his legal problems and different things in the past. And to see him come out of it and speak so strong, people respect the person who is gone through things and begin to lead other people. For too long, our churches have become too silent. So I'm glad you called in on that subject.
Yes, sir. That too. So about the Mayor Wright case, it could be prayer about that the leaders and the judges and we would pray for them to for God's intervention to minister to him, to see the error of their ways. And I could say, power and prayer, something got to be done so we can have a walk about that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I thank you for calling to back up the last caller, and I'm putting it out there once again, because just because you march once does not mean you have to stop. So I'm inviting people out. Next Tuesday, the 21-21, Student Center, Student Lobby, I would say at 10 a.m. At Cleveland State University. And after we march there, we can go to set up a date to go to Cadell Rec and march on that Tamir Rice situation. So we're going to put it out within anybody within earshot. I just thank you both. You all added an extra dynamic to today's show.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you can hold the line, hopefully, prayerfully, you can. I think you'll like a couple other things that you hear tonight. And, and I mean that because the song that I have that I plan on playing, I really like. And before I go to that 216-319 phone number, see, I do my best to keep up with people. I want to let people know whohasthepowerradio.com. You can reach them either that way or on Facebook, Kicking It with Kim on myloudradio.com on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays. That's Cleveland Standard Time, 6 p.m., which is very important to know those type of things, too. I'm thanking everybody who has called in so far. And before I go to that, 216-319, I have to give you all one of those, like, feel-good moment things that happened the past week, which really will not take that long. And the reason I can say that, it was just like I was very thankful just to be a part of an event that happened the past week. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you all a piece of the program, and I'll get to the 216-319 shortly and then the 216-486. But the program that was had, Inner City Republican Movement, they invited in Man in the Streets, and they're also known as I-CRM. You can also find them on Instagram underneath the Inner City Republican Movement. Now, and they sponsored and hosted at the Glenville Library, the home of Superman. And the program, prayer scripture, was by Brother Pastor Williams, who will be leading that prayer walk next Tuesday, 10 a.m. It's just a ceremony, Laverne Jones Gore. But I also, you know, I want to put out the Al Porter. Had a chance to read the mission statement of the ICRM, the goal and cause of the ICRM, such as the fact that, hey, we did stand against that school levy that was, we started in 2011, standing tall against that. Things happened in 2010 when we got the information, and from 2010 to 2012, we went straight through school board meetings and everything else. Sheriff Kilroy video, shot one, call Armor Up, talking about the transformation plan. And unfortunately, with that transformation plan that happened, schools did not benefit the public schools in Cleveland. And that was very sad. Teachers were still, they became laid off like we had predicted, and that was sad. Also standing against the 137-shot murder, as well as hospitals shutting down. I do want to put out there that a couple of key things that happened that I thought was very nice, we'll be done with that in about 1 minute to a minute and a half. The award ceremony went to Democratic powerhouse Hattie B. Porter, Republican powerhouse Valerie Emmert, Republican Pioneer Awards, Sally Flugerwitz, Marilyn Mattia, and you did have Brenda Jacobs. Everyone took food home. Rob Frost, Cuyahoga County Republican Chair, was there. Wow. Donna Walker Brown, excellent job, sister. And the people who supported Mama Porter, Sonja Smith Clemens, First Lady's Dynasty, DJ Dollar Rock, Dollar Bill of Urban Survival, Jay Fresh, who started Home Jams on Z107.9, Doreen Burks, Edge Hill Community Church, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. It was a lot of heavy hitters there. You can check the Instagram, like I said, or the Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR period, Facebook page with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And with that being said, I'm going to 216-319, 216-319. How are you doing out there?
I am awesome. Thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well because I have a lot of people calling in with so many solutions and things like that. That's making me feel like, wow. So,
yes, that's awesome. I'm sorry I checked in late here, but the pieces that I did catch was awesome. We need more of that in the city. We need to all just come together and get it together because this is terrible. I'm a little ashamed of my city and all the violence that's going on, but I'm prayerful that it's gonna come to an end real soon.
You know something? I believe that a lot more people are working together than ever before. I mean, and it's not a put down. It's just I have to tell the truth. I was stunned. I have been stunned to see Pastor Vernon even step up to the plate. As much as he has and quite a few others, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yes. Yes, we all have to we all have to do our part, you know. After I was at the Inner City Republican War Show, Mama Porter, whoop, whoop, she was already my hero. I'm glad she is recognized as that, you know. And that just, I mean, when a Republican, you know, award a Democrat for the lifetime's work, hey, that says it all. That is just wonderful. You know, it is what it is, and she's just that strong. So, and with that, you know, I've decided that maybe I'll start my youth department, that everybody has to do their part. You can't sit back and talk about it. You got to be about it. You know?
Oh, wow. I remember
that
you did such an outstanding job. I'm not going to put you out there until you call back and say they started back. And then I'll be able to call your name, but I will say that you did such an awesome and outstanding job in the midst of wearing like 25 or 30 hats. That, I have to say, it was an honor to be around you, and you never recognize what you have until it's gone. You know, you never recognize what you see until it's not there. And
right.
I'm just going to say that it's very missed.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you. But, yeah, I've been checking in and out, and I'm like, you know, you're supposed to be doing something, and you're not. And you can't sit back and talk about it. You got to be about it. You got to do your part. So, you know, and that's why I've been around a lot more. I ran into Junie Martin the other night, and we were talking, and it was like, she was like, yeah. She gave me some encouraging words, so I guess I'll be putting myself back out there real soon.
Hey, that's cool. There's enough room for everybody. So,
yes.
Thank you for calling tonight.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Like I said, you continue to hold a line. Trust me, everybody, you all are going to hear something very nice. So thank you. You know,
thank
I'm enjoying
you.
Myself. You're welcome. You know, I'm enjoying myself very well. Like I said, this is none other than, wow, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. I'm looking at your 216.6 number. Trust me, I'm not ignoring you. Some things we won't be taking the time to talk about until next week. It's just that we have too much going on. I will not be bothering Raven Simone, but trust me, I have to talk about that next week. Or these idiots who are robbing dollar stores and not going after real corruption money. If you're looking for big money, go to City Hall. But we'll have to talk about that next week as well. I just want to put out that right now, because it happened in East Cleveland. Officers Torres Moore, Lady Cop 42, Antonio Malone, and Eric Jones, yep, two male cops. For those who weren't sure what in the world they were talking about or what it meant, give me about a minute to let people know that all three were indicted by Tim McGinty, prosecutor, called their actions traitorous. Like he's going with Tamir Rice. But anyway, he called their actions traitorous. Now, U.S. Attorney Steve Dottelbach said, thanks to them, the three officers raiding and pillaging and going to judges to lie and obtain false or fabricate information for warrants for suspected drug dealers. You know, they stole money and other items, such as tens of thousands of dollars from drug dealers. Like, they handed in a little over $11,000 at one particular time, but they kept $20,000 in a house. And in another instance, they split up $25,000 evenly. Now, United States Attorney Dottelbach called them pillagers and thieves whose actions kept certain dealers on the street through intimidation and fear. And because the cops were caught, all their cases of people arrested will be reviewed, and a lot of inmates will be released. I just want to point out one quick thing. I'm probably sure if people heard that information was given to the mayor and to his office, people are probably wondering, wow, who told on him? Well, think about it. scared and bullied dope dealers. I'm just saying out there. That's who fed the information to them, because they knew it. And they did a roundabout way and let them know, hey, they got money in their house, you can check. And when they looked into it, they said, hey, some of this does look fabricated. And that's how they got caught doing that particular thing in that particular instance. And if anybody comes up and says, well, wait a minute, why would Tim McGinty deal with those police officers in East Cleveland and not Cleveland police officers, like Tamir Rice case and under 37 and this, that, and other? It's because the Cleveland Police Union backed Tim McGinty. They're big enough to put money behind him. And anytime you have one law enforcement officer looking out and investigating their own, well, I'll leave it at that. East Cleveland officers don't have the power enough to investigate anybody. 216-486, 216-486. I just had to put it out there to people. What's going on out there with 216-486? So it's 216-486 just want to listen this evening? Which I can appreciate. And I do let people know at the beginning of the show the three basic rules. And the three basic rules are, like I tell people, I have my disclaimer. If you get information on this show, hey, have things ready to write it down and put it in your phone. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, you can call directly at 646-478-0944 and check me. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I probably will take the time to see what's on your mind, because I never know what I might learn from you. You know, I'm going to pick on somebody before I go to the next thing. I think I will give you one bit of information if I can. I definitely want to give you that information because it's vaguely important. So I want to let people know that the Black Man Army meetings are every Wednesday, 5:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings follow at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715. That's 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road Avenue intersection. So it's where Euclid and Lee meet at the intersection at the Resource Center. So with that being said, let me go bother this person who had done this record a little while ago. She was one of the honorees, this lady by the name of Mama Porter, and I'll be right back after this.
My son had a lot of pressure to leave Cleveland. From ex-girlfriends to others who said you can't build a business and grow. But our Porter is too strong, and just like the Creator hasn't forsaken us, be thankful the next few names haven't left.
Ballhead Fred, Sir Knox, C-Rock, Chop Shop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
too. L-Dog, K-Dog, Dollar Bill, Dollar Rock.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
Suave, Frizz, The Log, Spitbox.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
Black Nile, SOTC, and Silver B.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
D-La Ran, X, Majestic, Quincy.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left too.
GMS, Quest, Player T, and Ellery.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
free. Emacs, HTO, HJS, Ham City.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left free.
Be No Good, Corrupt, and I'm Not the Name Dropping.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left free.
Ron Boyd, Tech Records, E&T's, Get It Poppin'.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left free.
Hollow Man, 3-in-1, Johnny O, and Chico.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left free.
Fatty Banks, Pastor Twan, Dave Malley, and Cleto.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
free. Art McCoy, Brother Kahar, my sister Donna Brown.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left free.
OPN, Jail, Kevin Hurt is going down.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
free. 350, J. Lewis, 80X, Astu.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
free. Al Fat, TKM, Ray Cash, to name a few.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
free. Strong Arm, Poison Ivy, AUG, Miss Moon.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
free. Grande Uno, Jazz Mark, Red Dog, to name a few.
Thank the Creator that they haven't left
free. AFM, Jack the Hashtag man, the breakers in the game.
Thank the creator that they have a left.
Stephen the King, best though, solo poet, and Sway.
Thank the creator that they have a left.
Major Taps, Foresight, Jazz Poets are mainstays.
Thank the creator that they have a left.
Mr. Abdullah and Big E, a star.
Thank the creator that they have a left.
Peekaboo and Dave Stewart took film real far.
Thank the creator that they haven't left Cleveland.
Indeed. That was featured Mama Porter, HJS production. And before I go to the 702 area code, 609 phone number, see what's on your mind. As I get my thoughts together, I guess I should let some people know, like I keep telling myself, give information, give information, give information. All right, cool. I just want to go back and say that we'll start with one thing and end with another and say that 22-year-old Christopher Kimball, who was murdered in East Cleveland when an East Cleveland police car hit him crossing in a crosswalk two Saturdays ago. Now, a near riot erupted when the police officer got out of his car between Superior and Emily and Superior and Euclid, hit his windshield, but not on the 22-year-old as he lay there dying. Now, we talked about that part last week, but the vigil was held the past Saturday evening, and 44112news.com, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, First Lady's Dynasty, and they were there, but there was like two blaring questions. Number one, the police officer said, the cop said he was going to an emergency, but 44112news.com, he let the news media know he didn't hear anything on the police scanner. So they're checking into that. And number two, the police said the sirens and lights were on, but mysteriously the dash cam and body cams were broke, both of them. That's extremely convenient. And it wasn't easy. It really wasn't easy for East Cleveland last week. As last Tuesday's city council meeting, they had to adjourn because 44112news.com and others spotted bed bugs in the East Cleveland City Hall. Wow. That's all I'm going to say on that. I want to get back to the phone callers, but and I do, maybe I should at least let some of the artists out there who listen know that, yes, we're having a hip-hop workshop this Saturday. All right, cool. But on December the 5th, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Wow, the Inner City Republican Movement will offer a cash prize to, a couple of things of cash prizes, to any artist that can rap about the six principles Republican Party, such as free market economy, strong family and American values, educational excellence, workplace development, faith, community, and diversity, number four, number five, effective government, number six, protection for voters. So that's very interesting. Anybody want any more information on that? 216-804-7462. That's 216-804-7462. I want to say I thank everybody for tuning in this week as we give out the information, and I'm going to 702 area code 609 702-609. How are you doing out there?
Hey, I'm doing just fine, Brother Sheriff. You know what this is, correct? Considering we're coming from the 702, that being the Sin City, Las Vegas area.
Man, Carl Hawk. How you been, fellow revolutionary?
Brother, I've been busier than a runaway slave. You understand me? But other than that, I made several Facebook friends, man. It's just been kind of a tedious time for me. I haven't been able to send you that list of Black Man Army hopefuls because I figure if we're gonna build on that particular platform, that particular outfit, that particular organization, then it would be fitting to go ahead and plant the seed and let it grow in its original city, in its original place of birth, where it was actually established, and that place being your hometown and mine of Cleveland, Ohio.
I hear you, brother. I hear you. Man, I've been keeping up with your post. Sister X, the niece.
Yeah.
I mean, others are very excited. You have done an excellent job spreading information between two cities, which when I first met you, brother, I already knew what it was. And I'm just glad that you've been, like, extremely true to the game from the consciousness of hip-hop on through to everything else that's going on, brother.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate that compliment, sir. And let's just say that you can't really teach unless you're a good student. You can't be a good teacher unless you're a good student. So what that means is, in order for you to go ahead and spread info or to teach a lesson, you pretty much have to learn from others. You have to absorb everything that you hear around you. You have to pay attention to your surrounding environments, pay attention to what is going on in your surrounding environments, as well as others. And thank goodness, you know, I got a halfway decent handle on this social media thing, considering I'm not all that computer savvy. I do what I'm able to do, and I'm learning as I go. That being said, I want you to go ahead and I want to go ahead and send a shout out right now to the commanding officer of the Black Man's Army, that being Sergeant Major Herbert Stokes, Brother Herbert Stokes, which I sent you a post, man. I've been actually reading through military disciplines and military sciences when it comes to the actual rankings of those that are heading, companies or platoons or squads or whatever, you know, because what I was wanting to do was I was trying to figure out, like, okay, Brother Stokes, he wears the oak leaf, the gold oak leaf of a major. So I figure, why not go ahead and give him that title? Because he would be a field officer, and believe me, if we get enough numbers, whether it be through social media, word of mouth, or where you guys are, you know, snow boots on the ground, you dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
go ahead and get those numbers together, bro. You'd be able to set up platoons in certain neighborhoods, and you know, I don't know, the way I see it, just set up ranges, you know, because that's usually how it's done with a lot of these other organizations, you know. Now, granted, a lot of them are centralized in one central city, but in a city like Cleveland, you could pretty much spread across the entire city in different neighborhoods because they're bordered in patches anyway.
Yes, sir.
So you set up that hierarchy. You know, not really to you know, boss people around or anything like that, but it's all about uniting. It's all about setting up a union and putting a figurehead as a, you know, as that neighborhood commander, so to speak. You know, actually set up a military structure to this thing. If you want to call yourself an army, why not go ahead and push it forward? Now, I don't know exactly what experience Brother Stokes has, but I'm going to assume that he's that 20-year veteran that came home from the Vietnam War. Okay. You didn't send me that application for nothing. You didn't think I would actually sit there and study that, with, you know.
Right.
So I'm 8 years Air Force. And over the years, yeah, no problem, brother. Yeah, I mean, I did my thing. I came home in one piece, you know, after doing 5.5 years overseas. I know that he and I will chop it up between now and the time that I actually touch ground, which I'm planning on after all the white stuff melts up. So we're looking at the spring. And I'm actually, you know, I'm going to end up touching bases with Clevelanders out here. And setting up that Vegas branch, that Vegas chapter. So it's all a work in progress, but as long as we keep working and never stop, you know, they say ain't no stopping us now, ain't no stopping me. Just like you said, ain't no stopping it, brother. You know, as long as we move
it out there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know that we will be doing our best. I know there's a time difference, but we'll do our best to call you during our actual meeting this coming Wednesday. Wednesday, 6 to 7.
This Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. If I don't answer, then I'm on the job, because right now I'm calling you on
got
my
you.
Lunch hour.
Ah, got you. But that's
yeah,
all right,
well,
because we still build it.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got it. We got to build. I've been telling everybody this. Is that we have to build because enough has been destroyed.
With that being said, how can people reach you on social media?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty much going by my regular name. It's Mike Carter II at Facebook.com. You'll know it's me because I've got the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as my profile picture, along with the national moon and crescent moon and star with justice, freedom, equality, and Islam tapered over the Pan-African flag of the red, the black, and the green.
That is always appreciated, and may you definitely have excellent remainder this evening. I think you might like what we're getting ready to play in just a few moments.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can be able to listen in, brother, and I appreciate the kudos, and I'm going to make time, man, to get on with you. The Black and Black Crime on Saturday, what time do you guys kick that off?
That hip-hop workshop, that starts at 1:45 p.m. and goes to 6 p.m.
Okay, so 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., you say?
Yes, sir, 1:45 to 6 p.m., although we'll be there in that room around 1:25 showing certain films and stuff like that, including what the Black Man's Honor has been doing in the community.
Oh, okay, all right, so that will be that Eastern time, I take it.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, all right, and that'll be under the same number. I want to make sure I call the right number on it.
Yeah, you can call me up. Definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, hey, oh, yes, sir. I think I got it. I got it on your business card, if that's the right one.
There you go. You got that. We might even be able
okay.
to put you on so you can speak to the masses. So we'll appreciate
well,
it.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, well, I tell you what. If I got the time, I got the rhyme. If you dig what I'm saying, I'll definitely get up with y'all whenever I can, brother. And with that, I will bid you peace and good night.
Peace and good night. As a matter of fact, my brother there, he just said a whole lot for those who didn't realize it. And I can say I appreciate what he said. You know, I haven't gotten a chance to really get into a couple of things. I might not be able to get into both parts, but it was an honor. When I would say about a month ago, and you can check it out online, where the Honorable Minister Farrakhan messaged to Cleveland. He had a main message on a Thursday, but it was a Wednesday where man in the streets and about, I'd say, 150 people were invited to East Ninth Street Hotel for a special message. And I went out for both days because I wanted to hear from strong leaders while they're alive. And it was very interesting to see people like Lazy Bone, Player T, Dollar Bill from Urban Survival, Laura Cohen. It was interesting to see Councilman Zach Reed, T.J. Dow, Inner City Republicans, Donna Walker Brown, no Mayor Frank Jackson or Black Police Chief Calvin Williams. But anyway, there were a lot of quotes from his private message. I'm not going to get into both messages. I'll get into the one on Thursday, maybe next week. But like he let people know, you do need seeds. And seeds need water and sunlight to grow. But lack of self-knowledge and slavery isn't a proper environment. And it was times that Massa took, and you know, you can use the term of Massa, a.k.a. the slave master. He became the teacher. He took your original name, and he made us, quote-unquote, niggas. And a lot of people don't realize that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., on the morning he was murdered, see, a lot of people don't realize why he had to die. You see, the night before, he spoke up for the sanitation workers, saying if they weren't paid fairly, let's redistribute the despair. and black people not spend the $36 billion in 1968. We were, you know, averaged out that we were spending in this country $36 billion in 1968. So, like Robin Harris would say, that brother gotta go, gotta go. Now, you know, it was nice to have a brother Art McCoy, Black Man's Army, was there also. And Minister Farrakhan's message for what happened the past weekend, the 10-10-15, Justice L's 20-year anniversary of the Million Man March in Washington. And since black people spend $1.1 to $1.3 trillion, don't spend it this Christmas. Now, Farrakhan went on to let people know that if you want to still celebrate Christmas, no matter what religion you are as black people, why not spend it the way it's supposed to be designed originally, if you're supposed to be doing it in a certain way? Just spend your day with your family, talking to your family, and all of that. Because a lot of people don't realize that when it came down to Christmas, is the biggest day for liquor sales, alcohol sales. But if you think about it, you don't read anywhere where Jesus staggered up the mountain. Now, Constantine, look up the name, was a pagan ruler who came up with a tinseled hammered down tree, as well as burning a yule log to appease the gods, because December 21st, the winter solstice, hey, that's the shortest day of the year, and they mistakenly thought the sun was going away. That's why they had the long burning yule log, which was used as a peace settlement from Constantine. You know, a pagan ruler who was instituting some parts of Christianity. So think of our collective buying power if we put our dollars in our home, having a family meal on Christmas. Even Farrakhan went so far as to say you could have organic food for that day, because you'll be able to afford it because you won't be out there celebrating a lot of different things and buying things to make a mockery of the holiday. Now, my thing was also, it was like, you had to just take a look at some of the messages that came out of that early one. And I just wanted to say, it was something enough to make people think. And Farrakhan did say that there, Satan is not only in the church, but in the mosque as well, because he was stunned to find out that there's an actual gay mosque where Muslims can worship in peace. So, you know, I just found out that it was some very strong messages. But the thing is, I want to leave you with taking a look at your buying power, how strong that can be, and also taking a look at your voting power. How strong a message it could be if you actually got out there and told Tim McGinty, guess what? Your behind will not be voted back in no matter what you try to do. A request was just brought up, and it's a remix. It's the Army Part 2 featuring Sergeant Major Brother Stokes, who has one of the most, I think, powerful messages I've ever heard. I like the message. I'm glad he gave it. Like I say, it's the Army Part 2. It's the Black Man's Army. We have to shoot a video around that sometime, because it's a strong message. I thank everybody who called in. I'm looking forward to seeing some of y'all at some of these events. I look forward to supporting you at some of yours. And like I said, this is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism and News. Please keep up with me. Definitely on Facebook. The reason I do that is I can post so many different shows and things, it's not funny. And that's that AlFredPorterJr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Hey, enjoy this, please. It is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes.
Black men, the time is now. This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in the city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children. But we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up. Calling all black men, come join us. For we are the Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. And I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me. Come stand with me. Let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand. Stand up. Stand up. The Black Man's Army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.
I love that song. May everybody have a peaceful week. Peace.